In its history, Iraq has seen more than its fair share of bloodshed, and Dr. Afan Harami has seen much of it up close. He is a surgeon who learned his trade largely on the job. During the Iran-Iraq War, he taught himself so well that international aid groups recruited him to work outside the country, from Afghanistan to Cambodia. NPR's Quill Lawrence sent us this profile of one of Iraq's most accomplished war surgeons.
Sulaymaniyya, in Iraq's northern Kurdish autonomous region, has prospered in relative peace since the U.S. invasion 7 years ago. The hospital here still lacks many basics, but years of war have made some of the staff international experts, not least among them Dr. Afan Harami. Afan was born in 1962 in a mountain village at the northern tip of the border with Iran. The Kurdish countryside around was in open rebellion against Baghdad. That was his first war, but it left Afan's hometown, Tawila, mostly unscathed.
It was a big village before destroyed by the war.
He was in his 20s when war first drove him from his home. In 1980, Iran and Iraq began an 8-year-long bloody stalemate of trench warfare. Saddam Hussein's scorched earth campaign against the Kurds drove Afan's family to live in the town of Halabja. He finished medical school in the regional capital in 1985, just in time for war to ruin his second home. Iraqi troops razed several neighborhoods of Halabja to the ground to punish the citizens for rebellion. At that point, Dr. Afan decided to dodge the draft.
I found it, the war was something very stupid, and serving is in the military at that time also is more stupid. I didn't consider as a national service or helping my country. That war, Iraq-Iran war, is something non-humanitarian.
In 1987, Afan left Halabja, hoping to smuggle himself to Europe. He got as far as a refugee camp inside Iran, and then the war caught up with him. Soon he was treating bullet and shrapnel wounds, and then the victims of the chemical attacks on Afan's former hometown in Halabja. By the time he returned to Iraq in 1991, Dr. Afan was a battle-tested orthopedic surgeon. For most of the next 10 years, he stayed in Iraq as the Kurdish region slowly recovered from decades of neglect. The destruction had touched everything, Afan says.
The country, when there is a war, everything will destroy. Education, medical service, even the personality of the people were destroyed.
Rebuilding for Afan meant fixing arms and legs, some of them from wars long past. One patient, Ayub Nouri, recalls grim prospects before he met the doctor.
He did a surgery on my right knee that was hit by a rocket shrapnel in 1983, which means 17 years before. I had a curved leg, 7 or 8 centimeters shorter than my left leg.
Other physicians had advised Nouri his leg might become useless, but Afan fixed it. Nouri went on to work as a journalist and traveled to Europe and the U.S. Everywhere, doctors had the same amazed reaction, including an American specialist in Virginia.
When he looked at my knee for like 45 minutes, he called a number of doctors on the phone. Then he invited one of his colleagues, another surgeon, into his room, and he said, look, this kind of great work that has been done to this gentleman by a doctor somewhere in Iraq.
At that time, Dr. Afan was working with an Italian aid group called Emergency, and they soon asked him to work in other field hospitals. In 2001, the group sent him to Afghanistan, and he was there on September 11th. Before long, Dr. Afan was treating wounds from the American bombardment of Afghanistan. When Afan returned to Iraq in 2002, he soon left again on another foreign assignment, this time to Phnom Penh.
During the American invasion to Iraq, I was in Cambodia. But before I went, there is this rumors that American will come to invade Iraq and these things. But me personally, I didn't believe.
In Cambodia, Afan treated fresh landmine wounds as well as correcting many old injuries. With news of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, Afan traveled home as quickly as he could through Vietnam and Iran. Since he returned to Iraq, Dr. Afan has found himself treating overflow patients, mostly Arabs, victims of the car bombs in cities like Mosul, Kirkuk, and even Baghdad.
We didn't ask them too much what happened to you. I take care about their wound because to me, what happened to them, they're innocent.
Afan says he'd still like to study abroad to brush up on modern medicine. But Iraqi Kurdistan will remain his home, he says. And he somberly warns that this country may have more wars to come. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.